The Jack Benny Program, transcribed and presented by Lucky Strike, the cigarette that tastes better. This is Don Wilson, friends, and I certainly agree there's no time like right now to light up a Lucky and find out firsthand what real deep-down smoking enjoyment is. I mean the enjoyment that comes from better taste, because the Lucky tastes better every time. And the reasons why are world famous. First of all, LSMFT, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Tobacco so fine, so light, so mild, it just naturally tastes better. And then something very important happens to Lucky's fine tobacco. It's toasted. It's toasted is the famous Lucky Strike process that brings Lucky's naturally good-tasting tobacco to its peak of flavor, tones it up to make it taste even better, cleaner, fresher, smoother. So right now, while the show gets underway, or whenever it's light-up time for you, be happy. Go Lucky. Enjoy Lucky Strike, the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Light up, Lucky. It's light-up time.
Be happy, go Lucky.
It's light-up time.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis A. Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to take you back to Thursday evening at the CBS Radio Studios. The Jack Benny Show has just finished its weekly rehearsal.
All right, fellas, that's about it. But before anybody leaves, I want to check something. Hey, Malin.
Yes, Jack?
I like you to rehearse the opening music with the boys. I like the tempo picked up a little. You know?
Okay. I intended to have another orchestra rehearsal anyway.
I want to stay and go over my song once more.
Oh, fine, Dennis. Now, Don.
Yes, Jack?
One little thing. Every time we rehearsed that joke on page 12, you broke up and laughed through the whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Don, you're supposed to play that straight. You're supposed to do it with sincerity. It's not funny when you laugh.
Jack, I can't help laughing. It is funny.
Well, let's try it once more, Don. This time, play it straight. Let's rehearse it once more. It's on the bottom of page 12. Go ahead.
Okay.
Now, take it, Don. Now, don't laugh. Just
You know, ever since I was born, my father wanted me to be a jockey.
Oh, Don, that's silly. Jockeys only weigh about 90 pounds.
Well, that's exactly what I weighed when I was born.
For heaven's sake, you laughed all the way through it again.
Well, Jack, I just can't help it. It's so ridiculous.
Ridiculous?
Yeah, when I was born, I weighed 120 pounds.
How do you like that? And I paid a writer $9 for that joke. Now, fellas, we'll have another script rehearsal tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Can't you make it later, Jack? I've got to get a haircut tomorrow morning.
Well?
Well, Mr. Benny, I have to get a haircut, too.
Hey, that's a coincidence. I have to get a haircut, too.
Is there anything I can't stand? It's a bunch of show-offs. Well, fellas, we've scheduled the rehearsal for tomorrow morning. Why do you have to waste time like that?
Oh, it's not a waste of time, Jack. Don't you get haircuts when your hair gets too long?
He has Rochester wash it and it shrinks.
Dennis, I suppose you thought that was funny.
Yes, sir.
I agree with him, Jack.
Oh, you agree with him, eh, Don?
Yeah. According to the greatest authorities on comedy, the basic ingredient of all humor is the blunt insult.
Really, Don?
Yes.
Well, shut up, blubber bucket. Is that blunt enough? Let's see. Dennis, if you're ready to rehearse your song now, I'd like to hear it.
Well, my throat is a little dry. I think I'll get a Coke first.
Oh, well, Malin, why don't you let the boys in the band take a little break?
Yeah. Okay, fellas, take five.
He meant 5 minutes, not three.
What a bunch of guys.
Go ahead, fellas, take a 5 minute break.
Oh, say, Malin, I've noticed something. Every time the boys and the band leave, Sammy the drummer stays behind. Now, why doesn't he go with them?
Well, Sammy doesn't like to mix with them. They're always insulting him and saying mean things about him.
See, I've noticed that, too. Why doesn't he stick up for himself and answer him back?
Oh, he's afraid to.
Afraid to? But Sammy's the biggest guy in the band. Is he a coward?
Not exactly, but you see, he's been down on his hands and knees so long, he thinks everybody's 10 feet tall.
Gee. He must think the piano is the Golden Gate Bridge. Well, that's about all. I'm going to my dressing room. Mail, let me know about those new arrangements as soon as they're ready, will you?
Okay, Jack, I'll call you. What's your number at home again?
Crestview 4-0555.
Crestview 4-0555.
That's right. See you tomorrow, fellas.
Oh, I'll walk with you, Mr. Benny. I'm going out in the hall for a drink.
Okay, kid. Gee, the studio sure looked nice and bright since they replastered and painted the walls.
Yeah.
It? Must have cost a lot of money.
It cost $4,629.92.
Dennis, how'd you know the exact amount?
My mother was foreman on the job.
Well, here's the Coke machine. You said you wanted to get one.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see. Oh, here's a dime. Nothing came out.
Dennis, don't beat on the machine like that. You'll break it.
But I put my dime in and nothing came out.
Well, that's the chance you take.
Oh. Say, wait a minute. Here's a sticker on the machine. It says, for repairs, call Crestview 4-0555.
See you later, Dennis.
Hey, wait a minute. That's your number.
Don't be such a bad loser. I'm going to my dressing room. Well, I'll get all my things out of here, out of my dressing room, and then I'll... Yes, miss?
Say, what are you doing here?
Miss, this happens to be my dressing room.
Mister, either you can't read or you ought to get your glasses fixed.
It's my dressing room. It's been converted. Well, I guess I'll get my things together. First, I better call the parking lot and have them push my car around to the front. It takes longer now that a wheel is missing. Hello, this is Mr. Benny. Will you please bring my car around to the front? Thank you. Well, I might as well go now. I think I'll go to the studio and say goodbye to the gang. So long, fellas.
Oh, Mr. Benny, I thought you'd gone home.
I'm just leaving. Can I drop you at your house?
No, I'm going to the doctor across the street. I'm getting a treatment for water on my knee.
Oh, gee, Dennis, I didn't know you had water on the knee.
Well, I have, and it bothers me a lot, especially at night.
At night?
Yeah, the splashing keeps me awake. It's at its worst about 3 a.m.
Why?
That's when the tide comes in.
Don, you see, Don, you shouldn't have asked him. I was going to ignore the silly kid. He's making the whole thing up. He hasn't got water on the knee, probably never had it.
Oh, yes, I have. I got it when my mother dropped me when she was giving me a bath.
When you were a baby?
No, last week. Now, cut that out!
I'm leaving now. And, Malin, don't forget to call me about those arrangements. So long, fellas.
How'd you enjoy your dinner, Mr. Benny?
That was very good, Rochester, and I'll have my coffee.
Here you are. Would you like a little cognac in your coffee?
I would, but have we got any cognac?
Yeah, I squeezed out that fruitcake you got for Christmas.
I'm glad you squeezed that joke out, finally.
Thank you.
we weren't going to get it there for a minute. Well, good, good. That's my next line. Good, good.
Say, boss, after I finish the dishes, can I have the rest of the night off?
I guess so. Have you got a date?
Yeah. I'm going over to my girlfriend Susie's house to watch television. It's so nice and cozy there. Just the two of us on the sofa with the lights dimmed down.
Say, this will be the third time this week you've been there. Have there been any good shows on television this week?
Who knows? It's Seth Rogen.
Okay, Rochester, you can have the night off, but be sure you're home at a reasonable hour.
You're reasonable or am I reasonable?
Never mind. Just don't be so late.
Want me to answer the phone, boss?
No, you finish the dishes. I'll get it in the den. His reasonable or my reasonable? I'll never forget last New Year's Eve. He went out. He didn't come in till 5. February 5. I'm going to have a long talk with him. Hello?
Hi, Jack. This is Malin Murray.
Oh, have you got those musical arrangements I asked for?
Well, I was bringing them over with Remley, but he had to stop off here at a gas station to get filled up.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I didn't know Frankie had a car.
He hasn't. He'll drink anything.
Oh.
I'll try and get them over soon.
Okay, goodbye. Hey, imagine Frankie getting high on gasoline. I hope it's mobile gas, and everybody can look for the sign of the flying red guitar player. Gosh, what a bunch of guys those musicians are. I don't know why I keep them around. They can't play music. A lot of times they don't even bother showing up to the program. Well, they do show up, the condition they're in. Now that I think of it, those fellas haven't sobered up once in all the years they've been with me. If they ever start cashing their checks, I'm going to fire them. I don't know why. Say, what's this message here on the phone? It's in Rochester's handwriting. Daryl Zanuck called. Oh, Rochester! Rochester, what's this message about Mr. Zanuck calling?
Oh, yes, Mr. Berry. He phoned this afternoon from 20th Century Fox Studios.
What did he want? What did he want? What?
You owe him a dime. Their Coke machine is out of order.
Oh, well, you know what to do. Send him the questionnaire he has to fill out and the 6 form letters he has to sign in front of a notary public.
But, boss, nobody will go through all that just to get a dime back.
I know.
Are you going out to a movie tonight, Mr. Benning?
No, there's some good wrestling on television tonight, and I want to watch it. Hey, look what time it is. I better turn the set on or I'll miss the main event.
Well, why are you watching TV? I'll go back in the kitchen and finish my work.
Okay, Rochester. Well, the set's warming up. I think I'll get comfortable here in this chair. Hey, what's this picture coming on? Those four fellows look like the Sportsman Quartet.
Now, for their next number, the Sportsman Quartet will sing No Business Like Show Business from a 20th Century Fox picture of the same name.
The butcher, the baker, the grocer, the clerk, nowhere the sportsman on the radio. We've muttered, we've stuttered, and we've gone berserk to make our Lucky Strike commercial song. What we do to a song is really sad. What other business pays you to be bad? Till the end of time, we'll be haunted by his rhyme. Smoke a Lucky from Kentucky, they're just jockeys. Yes, and they're all mine.
Then I take one Lucky, and someone to discharge me.
But no, our sponsor thought that it was fine. We mentioned Lucky Strikes in every line. There's no business like show business, like no business we know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. As for money, we get hardly any. We work for Benny right up till now. There's no trouble like our trouble when we try to collect. We'd be better off if we were home in bed, but no, not us, it's easy instead. Daddy never hears a word we said. Let's go on with the show. There's no cigarette none you can get like Lucky's we know. Lucky's are the smoke that you will treasure. Lucky's have that better taste you like. There's no way we know to really measure the smoking pleasure in Lucky's try. They're clean through and through, much fresher too, so smooth as you know. Lucky's bright green fine tobacco, you'll agree, a toast, a cigarette, there for me. Now's the time to light an LSMT. You'll like Lucky's, we know. Yes, you like Lucky's, we know.
Gee, that was real good.
This concludes another program of music sponsored by the Shamrock Hotel in Houston, Texas. For reservations, call the clerk right at the hotel. The number is Houston 69038 576489 4102-73695.
Gee, everything's so big down in Texas. What a number.
Oh, correction, please. I've just been notified that for reservations at the Shamrock Hotel, you're to call the Flamingo Hotel in Las Vegas. The Flamingo has just won the Shamrock.
That's silly. I better get the channel the wrestling matches are on.
Well, that was an exciting bout.
That's it.
And now, before we telecast the main event, here's a word from our sponsor, the Friendly Credit Clothing Store.
Yes, men, if you need slacks, suits, sport jackets, or any other wearing apparel, get them at the Friendly Credit Clothing Store. No money down, just pay a dollar a week. And remember, these clothes are guaranteed not for months, not for years, but for life. They have to be because that's how long you'll be paid. Now back to the wrestling matches.
And now we're ready for the main event. Both wrestlers are now in the ring. The contestants are Lord Featherstone and Professor Lamont, who is known as the absent-minded professor.
Yeah, it's a big fellow there.
The referee has summoned the men to the center of the ring. Featherstone has taken off his robe and his trunks are black with a white stripe. Now the professor is taking off his robe and his trunks are... Well, he really is absent-minded.
He is. Oh, the match is about to start. This should be good.
There's the bell. The men advance to the center of the ring and start circling around each other as they...
What happened to the picture? The set went off. I wonder what's wrong with it. Oh, Rochester! Rochester!
Yes, boss?
I was watching television. All of a sudden, the set went off.
Maybe you made a short circuit when you dropped in the coin.
That's just in the guest room. It's probably just a loose wire. You try and fix it. I'm going to get the wrestling matches on radio.
Yes, sir.
See, I don't even know what radio station it's on. Let's see.
Please don't leave me, Joe. Please. I've been a good wife to you, although I'll admit that I've nagged a little. Never had your dinner ready when you came home at night. Never made the beds in the morning and let the furniture stay dusty.
That's not it. That's a soap opera. Maybe it's around here. That's it.
And Dusty Rhodes has just hit a home run into the right field stand, and the Giants have beat Cleveland in the first game of the World Series.
This program was transcribed earlier for release at this more convenient time.
Oh, for heaven's sake, where are those wrestling matches?
We played the game of stay away, yes, but it cost more than I could pay. Without you, I can't find my way. I surrendered, dear.
Boy, would she stump the experts on what's my line. Rochester. How are you coming along with the television set? I can't get the program on radio.
Well, I've looked all over the set. I can't see anything wrong.
But it just went off suddenly. Say, maybe the wire has been kicked loose where it's plugged in.
You want me to go over to the Coleman's house and see?
Look, never mind the joke. Just see if you can fix the set. I'll try the radio again.
And sometimes I forget to sew buttons on your shirt. And leave a sink full of dirty dishes, spend too much money on clothes, neglect the children, burn your toast in the morning.
Hmm. Maybe it's lower on the dial.
And now, fellow members of the Ladies' Auxiliary, it is my pleasure to present our guest of honor.
Ladies, it's a pleasure to be with you today. And as a member of the local Chamber of Commerce, I feel it's my duty to defend our fair community against these disparaging remarks about the smog conditions in the Los Angeles area. They say that smog is a menace, but I am proud to say that I was born in this community and have lived here for 36 years. I'll admit we do... we do have a very minor problem. But they would have you believe that there hangs over the...
I get everything but what I want to listen to. Where are the wrestling matches?
I'm 18 pounds.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
It's just a pose.
Oh,
I'm not that way.
Her, the smog doesn't hurt at all. Why can't I get the wrestling matches here?
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is often interred with their bones. So let it be with Caesar.
Thank you, Mark Anthony.
What?
This news program was transcribed earlier for release of the Mark Anthony.
Well, this I don't understand at all.
We'll bury Caesar in just a minute. A word from our sponsor.
For heaven's sake, Rochester, can't you get that television set fixed?
I'm fixing it.
What's wrong with this radio set? I want to get the wrestling matches.
Sometimes I'd stay out too late at night.
Oh, crap.
And I always have accidents while driving your car, and I lose the rent money playing canasta.
Oh.
And I'll admit that I've let myself become sloppy. But you're not going to leave me, are you, Joe?
Yes!
Gosh, Joe had a big part. Why can't I get the wrestling match?
Oh, has this been exciting?
I got it.
Yes, this has been the most exciting wrestling match we've ever seen. You've just heard a statement from the winner of the match, and now coming up to our microphone for an interview is the loser. Now, you lost the match when the referee gave you the submission signal. Now, can you tell us why you gave up?
He broke my arm.
Well, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard. I'm going to a movie. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brotherhood Week, sponsored by the National Conference of Christians and Jews, 7 days set aside to remind us of our responsibility to our neighbors every week of the year. It's a reminder that this country was built by people of every race, every creed, and every color. That mixture has been our strength. Let's keep America strong by living brotherhood. Let's keep it one nation under God. Thank you.
Jack will be back in just a minute, but right now, here's a suggestion for you. That's a grand idea for a pleasant Sunday evening at home, or any time at all when you want to enjoy a really great cigarette. Just lean back and light up a Lucky. Because every Lucky you light is sure to give you better taste. And here's why. First, Luckies are made of fine tobacco. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Light, mild, naturally good-tasting tobacco. And then, that tobacco is toasted. It's toasted is the famous Lucky Strike process that tones up Lucky's fine tobacco, brings it to its peak of flavor, makes it taste even better, cleaner, fresher, smoother. Result? Lucky Strike, the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. So right now, friends, or any time at all when it's light-up time for you, be happy. Go Lucky. Make your cigarette better-tasting Lucky Strike.
Light up a Lucky.
It's light up time. Gee, boss, it's a shame the wrestling matches were over before I could get the television set fixed.
Yeah. Well, gosh, it's too early to go to bed. I know what I'll do. There's an all-night supermarket down on the corner, and I'll go down there now and buy our Thanksgiving turkey.
That's a good idea, boss.
This program was transcribed earlier for release at this more convenient time.
Yeah. Good night.
The Jack Benny program is written by Sam Perrin, Milt Josephsburg, George Balzer, John Tackerberry, Al Gordon, Hal Goldman, and produced and transcribed by Hilliard Marks.
Filter smokers, here's the true tobacco taste you've been looking for. Filter tip Tariton gives you all the full, rich flavor of Tariton's famous quality tobacco. And real filtration, too. Filter tip Tariton incorporates activated charcoal, renowned for its unusual powers of selective filtration and used far and wide to purify the air we breathe, the water and beverages we drink. Look for the red, white, and blue stripes on the package. They identify Filter tip Tariton, the best in filtered smoking.
The Jack Benny program is brought to you by the American Tobacco Company, America's leading manufacturer of cigarettes.